Obviously, I know behind the scenes, ICC have been putting a lot of work into getting a fixture like this for the last while, and that's great. Great to finally have it come around. So it's obviously going to be a great occasion and great chance for the lads to go out there and show what they can do, a step below the test level. And there's a lot of good cricketers in associate cricket, and there's 12 lads here looking to prove a point that they belong to be playing a lot more games like this. So it's a big occasion and one the lads are looking forward to. Yeah, it is, and that makes it a bit extra special, this form of the game. The longer form of the game, they're the best team in the world at the minute, so who better to pitch your skills against than the best team in the world? So all the lads are looking forward to it, not just the Irish lads. A lot of the lads are looking at it as the best team in the world, and they're going out there with an opportunity to take a big scalp. I'd say there's a lot of associate cricketers want to be in our shoes right now. Like, everyone wants this opportunity, not just in associate cricket, to play against the best. So I think all the lads are going out there to do it for themselves and do it for the team. We've been together for a while now, the last few days, and all the lads have gelled pretty well. We all know each other from playing against each other, but no, I don't say there's added responsibility, but you're obviously going out there representing the associate members, so yeah, we want to go out there and give it everything. Yeah, I think we've got a good depth in batting. I think we've got pretty fortunate that a few of our bowlers are pretty good all-rounders, and I think that bit of depth, and we've got a good bit of variation. We've obviously got Boyd, who's a bit different, and we've got Christie, who most English lads won't have seen before, and who's a bit different as well, and Hamid Hassan, who's one of the best associate bowlers out there, and he's got good skills both with the new ball and old ball, so we've got quite a bit of variation at our disposal, and yeah, we're just looking forward to getting out there.
Ireland's win over England in the World Cup, is that the highlight of your cricket career?
Personally, it's just going to be up there. Any World Cup that we play in for your country is a pretty special occasion. And yeah, obviously, the fact it was Ireland against England was, we've said it all before, like, it's one of the biggest games we can play in, is playing against your closest rivals. So it was a pretty special day. Well, yeah, from a personal point of view and an Irish point of view, we feel that we're improving all the time. And there's a lot of associates that are on the right road. You look at the likes of Scotland, who've got a great young side. Their average age is probably 23 at the minute, and they're progressing. And you've got the likes of Afghanistan, who've just got, if they keep progressing the way they are, the amount of cricketers that they've got, and they've built a couple of stadiums as well. They've got a 40,000-seater stadium and a 20-something-thousand-seater stadium, so they're moving in the right direction. So I think associate cricket is on the up, and everything the ICC's done here, and you've got this facility for that, probably the associates have used it a lot more than the test members have. So I think that the facilities are there and the infrastructure's there. We're just, unfortunately, a lot of it boils down to funding, and we just got to keep pushing for that, and the development programme has to keep running. Yeah, it is. Like, test cricket is test cricket for a reason. It's the ultimate test. Like, over 5 days, obviously it's only 3 days out there, but it's pretty relentless attack, like, that England's got at their disposal, and they're going to keep coming, and that's why they're number one team at the minute. So it is going to be a big test for all the lads out there. Well, I think it's definitely a step forward for associate countries. I think that if this can become a more regular fixture and over a longer form, even over 4 or 5 days in the future, then I think it's definitely a way forward for the ICC and the development programme to go. Yeah, well, it's not the first time all the lads have been here. There's quite a few associate tournaments have been played here, and there's one more coming up again in March, and a lot of lads have stopped off here, and Afghanistan play a few games here, and obviously come to play the UAE, so a lot of the lads have been here on a number of occasions, and obviously fantastic facilities. There's not many places that can offer up to 16, 20 outdoor nets with 3 outdoor pitches as well within the vicinity. So you've obviously got the indoor nets as well, and pro batter, everything at your disposal. So they're fantastic facilities. You can't fault anything, really.